Day 12. Courage to say no. Let's read from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 to 14. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand. Stand firm then. We need to recognise that we are in a spiritual battle, and now is the time to courageously stand and not yield to the pressure of moral tolerance. At this time, so many standards have been shaken and challenged, but we need to have the courage of our convictions and speak out. In the book of Joshua, we are promised that every place where the soles of our feet tread will be given to us. We need to put our foot down in the areas of justice and integrity. If we move our feet away from the gates of education, medicine, justice, the media, and social welfare in our nation, we lose our voice of Christian influence. This is a battle for the moral fibre of our nation, and we need to make a courageous stand. In the definitions of courage, a distinction is often made between moral and physical courage. Physical courage is defined as the courage shown in the face of physical pain, hardship, or threat, or death, while moral courage is the courage needed to act rightly in the face of popular opposition, shame, scandal, or discouragement. Mark Twain makes this powerful statement. It is curious that physical courage should be so common in the world, and moral courage so rare. This quote should be a provocation to the church. In this day of suicide bombings and other extreme acts that, although misguided, require great bravery, the church, in contrast, has grown silent concerning the standards of moral integrity. We need to realise that we are not just fighting the opinions of society or cultural attitudes, but that keeping this moral ground is a spiritual battle. We need to clearly identify the battle zones and then courageously sound the battle cry and speak out. We must not get caught up in the trap of personalities and hate campaigns, but instead recognise we are dealing with spiritual agendas that want to reform the Christian foundations of our society. This is a time to say no and hold our ground. I'm so grateful for the forerunners who have stood in our nations to battle for justice and integrity. But we need a new generation of courageous reformers who will stand and speak for truth. We need lawyers who will courageously represent those isolated for their stand of faith. We need people who expose those involved in drug deals, sex trafficking, and crimes against children. We need an army of courageous people who say no to the slipping standards of our morality. Let us pray. Today, I ask you to show me where I need to put my foot down and to see your righteousness established. Help me discern the atmospheres in my neighbourhood and workplace that are undermining your standards of justice and morality. Give me a new courage to speak out about injustice and show me what I can practically do to make a difference. Help me make a stand and go with courage of my convictions. Amen.